Good morning, this is Dennis with your Daily Inspirations again. And again, we are in Psalms 103. I believe we're going to get through this morning and see what the Lord has for us. One thing I want you to remember, this psalm starts out with the two first verses saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." So if we go down to the last three verses, it says, "Bless the Lord," verse 21, "Bless the Lord," verse 22, "Bless the Lord." And it says, "All ye his host, all his works, all his angels." So just remember that as we read through that. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, yea, his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So, I think it's just really interesting how book starts out with, or this chapter starts out with, "Bless the Lord," and it ends it with, "Bless the Lord," not only in one verse, but in many. Verse 19, "The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." So we might as well just humble ourselves before the Lord and live for him now, because he will rule, and he is ruling. He will rule our lives, either now or when we die. We will bow to him and go to hell. We will bow to him. I'd rather voluntarily bow to him and let him rule me now. It says, "The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can maybe just say, "Thank you, Lord." His angels that excel, or bless the Lord. Yeah, let's just leave it that way. Bless the Lord. Yea, his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all he his hosts, you ministers of his, that do his pleasure. And verse, all ye hosts, you ministers of his, that do his pleasure. In other words, we're out ministering the word of God. That's God's pleasure, because we're sharing his glory, his work, his ministry, or maybe we're just living out life and someone treats us wrongfully and we respond in a Christ-like way. That brings glory to God, because it's just shining God's love toward this ungodly man or this man that just wronged you. It might even be a brother that fell in sin or did an error, is in error, and it shows God's love towards him. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. I would encourage you to memorize this whole chapter. I'm trying to memorize it. I have a hard time memorizing it, but glory be to God. I'm going to try. Again, I think it's just unique. Well, how this thing starts out, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and then it ends with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Let's go to that last verse there. Yeah, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Okay. Lord bless you, and have a great day. If you have any questions, feel free to leave a message. at the end of this message, or you can also give me a call if you feel like it. My number is 740-804-1237.